Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, historical athlete that you would most want to be quarantined with. You got to be locked with one athlete in a room 14 days. We'll say just in a standard one-bedroom apartment, not a mansion or anything like that. Personal space is limited, but you are distancing yourself from the world with athletes throughout history. Let's go through the bracket right now. John, you created this one, so let's go through it right now. Hit us with it.
All right. Let's start with the big ballers bracket. All right. Big ballers bracket. The number one seed is Rob Gronkowski versus the number eight seed. And you got to be, it's a little sneaky head to head right here, right out of the chute. Michael Phelps. He's been known to have some fun. He's got all those gold medals.
He rips the bong
every once in a
while.
He rips the bong. And also, he's got some great stories. Like Rob, he's actually a more accomplished athlete than Rob Gronkowski. He really is. So that's number one, number eight. Number four, Dennis Rodman versus number five, Joakim Noah. Now, imagine if they just the conversations between these two guys, Joakim Noah versus Dennis Rodman, the number three seed. And you might be thinking, well, why is he a number three seed? Tiger Woods versus the number six seed, Maradona. Maradona, the Argentine, the hand of God. Some consider the greatest soccer player ever, Diego Maradona.
Yeah, I have no idea who that is either, Figgy.
Come on now, you know who that is.
No clue.
The hand of God. Some people consider him the greatest soccer player ever. Tiger Woods versus Maradona. Number two seed, John Daly versus another great early first round matchup. Number two, John Daly versus number seven, Jay Cutler.
Okay.
I feel like Jay Cutler would be a fun dude to spend, 14, 18 days around if you're quarantined. These are the In the Loop Sweet 16 bracket of athletes. That's the big baller bracket that you would want to be quarantined with. Now we've got the foreign substances bracket. And the foreign substances bracket, the number one seed is Johnny Manziel versus the number eight.
Days.
Versus the number eight seed, Chris Berman, been known to ingest a few foreign substances. What do they call that stuff from Canada again? The
does.
The did. That's right. Number four seed, Mike Tyson, versus number five seed, Anna Kournikova. Anna Kournikova is your number five seed. Number three seed, Joe Namath. I want to kiss you. Versus number six seed, Mark Cuban. And then the number two seed, Charles Barkley, versus the number seven. Ooh, I wrote Chris Berman twice. I had the wrong guy on there.
It's been a theme with your brackets today.
I meant to write someone else. So we'll have someone else there.
So we'll put Charles Barkley versus Tony Romo. We'll just put Tony Romo.
There you go. Tony Romo.
All right, let's go.
So what do you like?
Let's
big baller bracket, Gronk versus Phelps. Hell of a first round matchup.
I'm going to go with Michael Phelps. Gronk would get a little bit too annoying, a little bit too obnoxious. Michael Phelps just wants to chill, rip the bong, do whatever he's been known to do. I'm going to go with Michael Phelps because you need some chill time during the quarantine. I just don't know if Gronkowski has any chill.
Dude, We got a first round upset. I was going to go with Michael Phelps too. I think his, first of all, his stories are going to be just as good. He's just not as much in your face as Gronk. And you're right. A little bit of a chill there. I think he's, yeah, I might, we got an upset right out of the chute. 8-1. Michael Phelps beat Rob Gronkowski.
Dennis Rodman versus Joakim Noah. Dennis Rodman's a raging alcoholic. Maybe he's recovered from that, but he's a raging alcoholic. And even if he is sober, he seems like he might be a little bit bipolar, a little bit too emotional, a little bit too emotionally unstable all over the place. I love Joakim Noah. Joakim Noah is my guy. I think you can just chill with Joakim Noah. I would go with Joakim Noah on this.
Uh-oh, that's Figgy's vote. I'm with you 100%. We got a couple of upsets right out of the chute. Joakim Noah is so much better. First of all, if I'm quarantined for at least 2 weeks, I don't want to get in a fight. And I know I would get in a fight with Dennis Rodman because he is bad for America. You know, Dennis Rodman is just bad for America.
Oh, so, and you know how many conspiracy theories he would have about this coronavirus? Oh, my God. He would wear your ass out with the conspiracy theories.
He would
theories.
Absolutely. I would just get in a fight with him. And Joakim Noah is so cool. He's laid back. His dad has got incredible stories. His dad won Wimbledon, I believe. So, yeah, I'm going with Joakim Noah, too. How about Tiger versus Maradona?
I don't know who Maradona is. I'm just going to go with Tiger because I love Tiger. So Tiger Woods by default.
He's probably one of the greatest. He is one of the greatest soccer players ever. Did a lot of cocaine, got fat, has great stories. But I'm still going with Tiger as well. John Daly versus Jay Cutler.
I don't want to be around John Daly when I'm locked in a room. My goal this whole quarantine is not to get fat. In fact, my goal is to lose weight. I'm not drinking. I'm running. I got to go with Jay Cutler. I like John Daly. I know Clint Sterner knows John Daly a little bit. Jay Cutler would get annoying, and you would get on Jay Cutler's nerves, but he's got that dry humor, and he's got that chill that I think the 2 weeks would be better. If you just told me one day, maybe John Daly, but 2 weeks, I got to go with Jay.
I'm going with John Daly because I think you got it wrong. I think you got it wrong. John Daly... I know a lot of people. I've met him, but I don't know John Daly. But I know a lot of people who know John Daly very intimately, very, very closely. In fact, I know a guy who caddied for him for several years. And this caddy had the greatest line ever about John Daly. And I've heard this about him, too. John Daly loves everyone but himself. They say he's generous. He's funny. He'll do all kinds of, he'll tell you the story. I'm with John Daly. He's not, I mean, he drinks a lot, but he's just kind of a chill dude. I'm going with John Daly on that one. So we need a deciding vote, Figgy.
All right, Figgy, should John Daly win this matchup?
Hell no.
All right, Jay Cutler advances. So we got Jay Cutler with the upset of John Daly. There's a lot of upsets happening in the big baller region. We go down to the foreign substance region. Johnny Football versus Chris Berman. Now, John,
that's a great matchup.
The thought of being with Johnny Manziel for 14 days could seem exhausting, but I think there is some substance there. I think you could talk sports with him. I think there's some chill. I feel like Johnny Manziel would try to make the most out of everything. You could play board games. You could drink. You could do whatever with Johnny Manziel. Chris Berman to me seems like someone that would think he's better than me, and he would automatically be a complete jerk. Those behind the scenes videos of him, they don't leave my mind. So I got to go with Johnny effing Football.
I'm going with Johnny too, man. I've heard the same stories everybody has about Chris Berman. I think he can just kind of be a you know what. But I'm gonna go with Johnny. I think Johnny can chill too. He's not just gonna be, you know, out there dancing around in a Scooby-Doo costume.
Foreign substance region continues. Athlete you would most want to be quarantined with: Mike Tyson versus Anna Kournikova. Go ahead, J-Lo. Lay out your case.
You know, 14 days is a long time. Anna Kournikova would be something to at least look at, right? I can't go against Mike Tyson, though, man. I mean, this is a great matchup because it scratches different itches, so to speak. But Mike Tyson, I think if you're quarantined with him for 14 days, I think you'd get out of that. He'd be your best friend. I really do. I'm going with Tyson.
I'm going with Tyson, although I think I could get on his nerves and end up getting my ass kicked.
Oh, but he'll punch you.
But what cooler story is there than I got my ass kicked by Mike Tyson during the quarantine? I'll take Mike Tyson as well.
Well, if, assuming you can remember it.
I'll be all right. And maybe time will go by faster. Maybe I'll be out a little bit and I won't remember it as much. Number three seed Joe Namath versus Mark Cuban.
Man, again, this might be an upset, dude. Joe Namath's stories are incredible. I think he's probably slowed down a little bit and he would probably just have a couple of drinks and pass out. So I think Mark Cuban would be more fun. I'm going to go with Mark Cuban.
I've spent time with Mark Cuban. It's okay. Joe Namath, I'm going to have to go with Broadway Joe. Figgy, should Broadway Joe beat Mark Cuban?
Hell no.
All right. It's Mark Cuban.
So Mark Cuban advances. Figgy with the deciding vote, speaking only through drops here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. Charles Barkley versus Tony Romo. To me, this is a no-brainer. Charles Barkley, no analysis needed on my end.
Yeah, Chuck, I've actually been to parties with Charles Barkley, and it's everything that you would think it is.
All right, back up to the big ballers region. Michael Phelps versus Joakim Noah. I'm going with my man Joakim. Joakim, to me, he's very cultured like Michael Phelps, but I think Joakim Noah you could have a little bit more fun with. You could maybe rage. You walk across the street to the liquor store. I might have to sacrifice my no drinking thing with Joakim Noah. I'm gonna go with Joakim Noah.
Yeah, this is a tough one because I love Phelps, but I'm gonna go with Joakim too. I think you get more. There's a bigger breadth of things that you can do with him, right?
Right. Tiger Woods versus Jay Cutler. I'm going with Tiger.
Tiger all day long. Tiger all day long on that one.
All right. Back down to the foreign substances. Johnny Manziel versus Mike Tyson.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to go with Iron Mike. I think Johnny Manziel would be more fun, but I think Mike Tyson's just how twisted it could get, just how, you know, how candid he is. I'm going to go with Iron Mike.
I'm going to go with Johnny, and I think it's because I love Tyson, and like I said, I think he could become your best friend, but there's still it's still in there, you know? It's still in there where he could just snap and everybody ends up dead. I'm going to go with Johnny.
Okay, so Figgy, should Mike Tyson win the matchup against Johnny Manziel?
All right.
So Iron Mike advances. Figgy breaks the tie. Mark Cuban versus Charles Barkley. I'm going Charles Barkley.
Chuck all day.
All right, Chuck all day. All right, final four, Joakim Noah versus Tiger Woods.
Tiger. In a close one.
I'm going to go with Tiger just because he's Tiger, but it was very close for me. It was hard. All right, Mike Tyson versus Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley.
I'm going to go with Chuck as well. Tyson, yeah. Again, a little bipolar. So the finals, athlete you would most want to be quarantined with here on In the Loop, OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig, Tiger Woods versus Charles Barkley. This I'm going to give my vote to Barkley.
This is a battle of the Titans, and I'm going to give it to Barkley as well. How about
that? There we go. So there is the result. Charles Barkley wins. The In the Loop Sweet 16 showdown continues. There was supposed to be basketball today, and the Sweet 16 was supposed to begin. But that did not happen. So we have brackets for you here on Sports Radio 610. The best mixed drinks showdown. What is the best mixed drink?
Who made this
that
bracket,
In the
man?
Loop bracket? Me. Next.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right. It was supposed to be opening day. Opening day, one of the best annual sports days. Here in H-Town, the Astros were supposed to open the season, but that is not going to happen. We are all in this together. We're working at home with you, for you, here on Sports Radio 610. Landry Locker, the OG John Lopez, Figgy Fig, the best in the world at what he do. You remember last year, John? You remember opening day out there at Little Woodrow's? Loopholes were consuming alcohol. It was a nice day. We were walking around. And we were just anticipating the start of Astros baseball. We thought this was going to be the most anticipated opening day, maybe in the history of the Astros franchise, just because of everything that came with it. But we have to push that back just a little bit, John.
Yeah, we will. But we'll get through it, man. I mean, everybody's having to make adjustments on the fly. And all our sports organizations and leagues are going to do the same thing, as are we. And it's been fun. Love having the loopholes here. love having everybody
if
join
you listen,
in.
We you are one.
And if you listen, you are one, and love being the diversion and having it with you guys.
Very fun. And a big part of opening day, not for everybody, but to each his own, is consuming alcohol responsibly, of course. Mixed
of
drinks.
Of course.
Mixed drinks. Because the Sweet 16 was also supposed to resume today, it is the In the Loop Sweet 16 Showdown, which brings us to the best mixed drinks. Now, beer is not going to be on the list. This is just going to be straight up mixed drinks, the best ones, the 16 best. This is a showdown. The rules are myself and J-Lo, we try to come to a conclusion. If we cannot, Figgy Fig, he's only speaking in drops, will then be the deciding vote. Let's start in the U Up region.
Hey, Albert, you up?
Hey, you up? The one seed, vodka soda, versus the 8 seed, the Moscow Mule. John Lopez, your vote here. Vodka soda versus the Moscow Mule in the U-Up region.
I mean, the wrong team is favored, as Lee Sterling would say. I think a Moscow Mule beats the pants off of a vodka soda because, first of all, the best one is a vodka tonic, not a vodka soda. Moscow Mule has some delicious ginger in it, some lime, something else, I think. But Moscow Mule all day long.
I got to go with the vodka soda because I think we've got to keep everyone in mind. There's a lot of people that want to be healthy. We have a lot of female loopholes that listen. I think the vodka soda is one of the most popular cocktails that you can get. You squeeze the lime in it, and the bottom line is you can keep those flowing. Moscow Mules are cool, but you got to be like on a date. You got to be on like a nice date. They're not hard to make, but they're hard to take in. You're not drinking 6 or 7 Moscow Mules. You're drinking 6 or 7 vodka sodas, which is why I give the vote to vodka soda. And we have a disagreement, which means Figgy Fig, who is speaking in drops, has to break the tie. Figgy, should the vodka soda, the one seed, advance to the second round?
There we go.
The
come
vodka
on.
Soda. The vodka soda advances. Thank you very much, Figgy. Thank you very much. Thank you
vodka
so much.
Vodka soda's not even the first, say, best vodka with a mixer. It's vodka tonic is better.
We know that you got expensive taste, John Lopez. We know that the places you go to, the Moscow Mule is the featured cocktail. But since myself and Figgy are the voice of the people on this, the vodka soda advances. Majority rules.
You don't even know what these drinks are, and I'm going to prove it within 5 minutes.
I know what they taste like. I mean, I wouldn't be able to mix them, but I can promise you that I've consumed everything on this list. I can promise you. Now, if you ask me to make them, probably not going to happen, but I can assure you I know what all of these taste. The 4-5 matchup in the U-Up region. Best mixed drink in the spirit of opening day that was supposed to happen today. The cranberry vodka versus the mojito.
All right. Put a pin in cranberry vodka. We're going to get back to that. But I think cranberry vodka wins against the mojito because
we agree.
I think a mojito is incredibly overrated. I think people.
Thank you. Thank
make
you.
Mojitos and drink mojitos because they like to say mojito.
Thank
I think
you.
I think they're just people just like to say
thank
ooh
you.
A mojito. I'll have a
preach.
Mojito, please. No. Cranberry vodka is better. A mojito is actually not even that good.
Preach, 100%. I'm 100% with you there. The 3-6 seed in the U-Up region, the gin and tonic versus the gin and juice. Figgy, I'm not even going to ask you because I know you're going to vote gin and juice. So myself and Lopez.
What's the name
we'll
of his podcast
this.
Again?
Gems and Juice.
Go.
Let's go with, I'm going to go on the opposite end here with Figgy. I'm going to go with the gin and tonic. Gin and juice, man, it's just a little heavy on the stomach. And I'm not really much of a gin drinker, but if I was going to choose, I'm going gin and tonic over gin and juice. Break the tie, OG.
Gin and tonic, that's one of my favorite drinks, man. I mean, gin and tonic is refreshing. There's something about it that's just kind of refreshing. I'm gin and tonic all day.
All right, so the gin and tonic advances. The 2 seed in the U-Up region, Whiskey Cola versus the Old Fashioned. I'm going to give this to Whiskey Cola. The Old Fashioned, I don't understand it. I really do not understand the Old Fashioned. I think it's a good drink to sip. Like, if you're just sitting there just sipping a little bit, the Old Fashioned will work. But as far as if I'm going to have multiple cocktails, the Old Fashioned, there's a place for it. But as far as just being a consistent cocktail, the Whiskey Cola dominates. This is a total assing, in my opinion.
As you know, I'm not a big dark liquor drinker. But if I were, it would be whiskey. So Whiskey Cola over Old Fashioned all day. Anytime you have to, like, grind
put a big
citrus,
ass ice cube in it,
and grind citrus in order to make the drink, I don't want to mess with that.
All right, so the U-Up region, vodka soda, cranberry vodka, gin and juice, or gin and tonic, and Whiskey Cola advance. Now it's time for the white boy wasted region. The white boy wasted region, the number one seed. I'm a huge fan of these. I know you can make good ones, but you're not one that likes to just suck these down. The margarita versus the Cosmo.
All right, I got a couple of thoughts here. I love a good margarita, and I've got a good, really good recipe that I've shared with a lot of the loopholes over the years. I'm going to go with margarita, but the point I wanted to make is you basically put a Cosmopolitan in both regions. A cranberry vodka is basically a Cosmopolitan.
This is true. It basically is. But the bottom line is the margarita is advancing regardless.
When you get down to the eight,
the margarita is advancing regardless. Look, the margarita to me, this is the overwhelming favorite. This is the 1992 UNLV team. Has anyone ever said I'm going to go out and have some margaritas and not had a great time?
Exactly. Exactly.
Margarita advances.
Now, I usually stop after one or two and go to more conventional, you know, because
but
I
it gets
I
it going,
like,
but it gets you on the right path.
But it's so good. There's nothing better than a really good margarita.
All right, the 4 seed and the 5 seed in the white boy wasted region, the martini versus the whiskey sour. I'm not someone who would just order a martini by myself, but if you are with people, and let's say the ladies set the tone and they want to drink martinis, it's similar to the margarita in that when you drink martinis, again, something good's gonna happen when you drink the martinis.
I don't remember anything bad ever happening. In fact, I don't remember. But I don't even remember.
Do you not feel like a slime ball when you order the martini? Because it's supposed to be something you sip on, but it's almost like the glasses are so small, it's like a shot.
Yeah, but the other thing you feel, and by the way, I'm gonna go with the martini, but my favorite is a Gibson. The only difference between a martini and a Gibson, and I name my dog after this drink because I drink it on Christmas Eve every year, a vodka Gibson rather than a vodka martini, is in a martini you put olives, and in a Gibson you put cocktail onions. And I like that cocktail onion. It's the same mix, but with a cocktail onion. And I like that little bitter, sour taste of the onion better. So I'm going to go martini/Gibson.
Okay, there you go. That advances. The final two matchups in the first round, then we'll do them on the back end. I also want to get John Lopez's best Houston athlete, so we'll get that at 140. But the final two matchups in the white boy wasted region, the drink of the basic bitch and the F-boy, the mimosa versus the screwdriver. Again, if you start your day with mimosas, again, I don't know when you've had a bad time. Mimosa could have been higher up on here. I got to give the mimosa the nod over the screwdriver. Mimosa's
I think
the
next they're both
level.
Strong. I think you're either going to start a day with a mimosa, a Bloody Mary, or a screwdriver, and all that tells me is you're going to be drinking all day. Right?
So do you give it to the mimosa or the screwdriver?
I'm going to go mimosa as well.
All right, number two seed. The number two seed in the white boy wasted region. Again, this is something that I'm not sure that I would recommend drinking these over the course of the day. The Long Island iced tea versus, I think, the most underrated drink to start your day with, the espresso martini. The espresso martini, to me, is one of the up-and-coming drinks. This is something that more people should drink in the mornings. But the Long Island iced tea, again, if you drink the Long Island iced tea, you're not just trying to chill. Who wins this matchup, Long Island Iced Tea or the Espresso Martini, J-Lo?
Long Island Iced Tea, because if you order one Long Island Iced Tea, I know you're getting wasted.
I dated a girl in college that tried to order a double Long Island Iced Tea, and the bartender almost kicked her out of the bar just for even trying to do that.
Yeah,
tried to order a double.
Yeah, but I bet you finished the night well.
Oh, I don't know about all that, J-Lo. That's the OG John Lopez as my girl looks up at me as she's on her conference call. Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you. Sports Radio 610.
Ask her, is she eating some queso?
Hey, Britt. Britt, are you eating queso? She's just shaking her head. She's got nothing to say to us. That's the OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you. We'll wrap this up. The best mixed drink. Also, we're going to get John Lopez's in the 1 o'clock hour. His best athlete, current athlete in Houston. But the next Sweet 16 Bracket Challenge is 16 stoner questions to ponder during the quarantine. I didn't put this together, believe it or not. This was John Lopez's creation, and I'm very much looking forward to it. You should be as well. Let's keep this rolling next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, we are down to the nitty-gritty in the best mixed drink showdown, the Sweet 16 showdown here on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, working at home with you, for you. In the U-Up region, the one-seed vodka soda versus cranberry vodka. J-Lo, I know you're not a vodka soda guy, but the bottom line is it's a popular drink, and it works in any situation. So my vote goes to the vodka soda. Do you co-sign that, or are you going to go with the cranberry vodka?
Process of elimination. I'm going to co-sign it because I'm just not a big cranberry vodka guy.
All right, so vodka soda advances to the final four. Also in the U-Up region, the 3-seed gin and tonic versus the 2-seed whiskey cola. This one is tough. This is a damn good matchup. This is the primetime matchup, if you will. If this were on TV, this would be 7 p.m. The gin and tonic versus the whiskey cola. I'm not even a whiskey guy, but I'm going to give it to all my whiskey drinkers out there, and I'm just going to let the whiskey cola advance just because
no
I
way.
Know that is a popular drink. Okay.
No way, no how. Gin and tonic all day.
All right, Figgy, should gin and tonic top whiskey cola?
Oh, Figgy's killing me today.
Whiskey cola.
I jumped through a lot of hoops for him today.
To the final four. White boy wasted region.
Okay.
The margarita. See what I did there? Margarita.
Okay.
Making up for my chili relino.
Queso relleno.
Make it up for my chili relleno versus the martini. I think there's a place for the martini, but I feel like the margarita is almost the new martini. I think it is when it comes to the Milfy drinks where there's a ladies' night, ladies are either going out and drinking margaritas, not all of you, but some of you, are martinis. I think the margarita is just the overwhelming favorite here. So I'm going to vote for the Rita, J-Lo.
Ladies are going to drink 3 bottles of wine. Who are we kidding here, man? Come on now.
It's a mixed drink, though. It's
yeah, drink yeah. I'm going to say my heart tells me the Gibson, you know, the martini. But you're right. It's a power. I mean, the martini is just a power. I'm going to go martini.
You mean the margarita or the martini?
I mean, the margarita.
Margarita. All right. So margarita advances. The mimosa versus the Long Island iced tea. The mimosa is the drink of F-boy activities. It's the drink of the basic bitch. I'm going to go with the mimosa. When you go brunch, you got to go mimosa. So I'm giving it to the mimosa. Shout out to Grace's right down the street. They are open for curbside if you want to go there. They got some damn good mimosas.
Long Island iced tea, baby. I think it's delicious. It goes down easy and it does the job.
All right, Figgy, should the Long Island iced tea top the mimosa? Okay, so Long Island iced tea. We have Long Island iced tea advancing to the next round. Okay. All right. The vodka soda in the U-Up region versus the whiskey Coke. Vodka soda all day for me.
I'll go with that. Again, process of elimination. I'm with you.
All right. The margarita versus the Long Island iced tea.
Margarita. Margaritas. This is, you know, 1989 UNLV.
All right. The margarita in the finals of the best mixed drink Sweet 16 showdown here on In the Loop. The margarita versus the vodka soda. For me, it's the margarita. Nothing says good time better than the margarita.
Margarita all day.
All right, that's a W.
Well, that was dominant right there. That was Duke in 96.
That was a dominant performance. The next Sweet 16 showdown, we're going to get to this Deshaun Watson stuff at the top of the hour. We're going to see where John Lopez ranks Deshaun Watson among the best current Houston athletes. He finished third in our showdown. We'll see what J-Lo has to say at 1 o'clock. But before we do that, this one I'm looking forward to, the 16 stoner questions to ponder during the quarantine. We won't do this as a head-to-head. We will just go you will say the seedings, and this will almost be like a preview show where we just break down each question. So we don't have to go round for round. You can say the 1 seed versus the 8 seed, and we'll just break down and ponder these stoner questions.
Which is what we should do, right? So if you're at home, you're quarantined, and you, you know, it's 420, ask yourselves these questions. We go to the sativa bracket.
Shout out to the sativa.
Is the S or the C silent in the word scent? Versus the number 8 seed. If Cinderella's slipper was a perfect fit, why did it slip off? Number four seed. When butterflies are nervous, what do they get in their stomachs? Number 5 seed. If you wreck your car on purpose, why is it still called an accident? Number 3 seed. If you're waiting on a waiter, doesn't that make you the waiter? Versus the number 6 seed. How can we say our noses run but our feet smell? Versus number 2 seed. If babies are in the womb for 9 months, how come they're not 9 months old when they're born? Versus the number 7 seed. Why do you bake cookies but cook bacon?
Let's just discuss these and then we'll go to the indica.
The indica bracket is next. Indica.
All right, okay. Let's start with your first question, John.
Is the S or C silent in scent?
Scent. The C, right?
Yeah, I guess it's the C.
Is that right?
I think I agree.
Yeah, because if you took off the C, it would still spell scent, like scent something.
Yeah.
So it's got to be the C,
If
right?
Cinderella's slipper was such a perfect fit, why did it slip off?
Dude. Maybe she got so excited she stood on her tiptoes and it came off?
Dude, that's a great stoner question. I'm going to say maybe she caught it on the stair. Wasn't she running downstairs?
Yeah, maybe she stubbed her toe or something.
Yeah, she caught the heel on the stair.
Is Cinderella where do you rank that among fairy tales?
Oh, Cinderella's one of the best. Absolutely. Okay. Girls dream of being Cinderella. Well, grown-ass women dream of being Cinderella. All right. When butterflies are nervous, what do they get in their stomachs?
Do butterflies have stomachs?
Yeah, they have to. They ingest. They eat.
What do they eat? Pollen?
Like leaves, right? Don't they eat like leaves and stuff?
I thought butterflies like ingested pollen. It's almost like vaping.
Well, they still have something that they have to digest. They have a stomach. Do they get humans? I'm nervous. I got humans in my stomach.
I don't think humans would fit.
Well, I don't know. That's a great stoner question. If you wreck your car on purpose, why do they still call it an accident?
I don't know the answer to that. I guess because you want to lie to your insurance and be able to get the money.
I don't know. Maybe you just wreck it on purpose. I don't know.
Maybe people just get too much of the benefit of the doubt.
I'm getting so many stoner questions on the bat phone right now. I can't even read everything on here. If you're waiting on a waiter, doesn't that make you the waiter?
Yes. The answer to that is yes.
I think that's an absolute yes.
I think server might be the appropriate term at this point. I think you're right. You're coming on to something. I think we need to progress.
Yeah. How come we say our noses run, but our feet smell?
I don't know. Isn't it more of a drip than a run?
Yeah, but you say my nose is running. My feet are smelling.
My feet smell.
That's deep thoughts right there, baby. If babies are in the womb for 9 months, how come they're not 9 months old when they're born? You know, in China, the little known fact, in China, when a baby is born, they're 1 year old. They're one. They do it differently in China, ages, than they do in most of the world. Like, you're one when you're born, and you're two when you're one, if that makes any sense. Like Yao Ming, when he came over and he was 24, he's actually 23.
Damn, that's like the opposite of Dominican baseball players. They come over and you say they're 19 and they're 33.
Why do you bake cookies but cook bacon?
You got me there.
All right, we go to the indica bracket.
Just list these and let's discuss them. Just say the one seed and then discuss it, and then we'll go to the matchup as well.
All right, the number one seed. When God sneezes, what do you tell him? Number eight.
God can be blessed. God can be blessed, can he?
You know, you bless you. Is that what you say? We'll get to that. Number eight seed. If it's already built, why is it a building? Number four seed.
How is that an eight seed? That's like a two seed.
Well, you haven't heard them all yet. You haven't heard them all yet. Number four seed. If you never talk to strangers, like your mom and dad said, how do you make friends? Versus the number five seed. Versus the number five seed. Which armrest in a movie theater is yours? Number three seed. Why do they sterilize lethal injections? Versus the number six seed. If we call it pulling our hamstrings, what do pigs call it? The number two seed. If money is the root of all evil, why do churches ask for money? Versus the number... Versus the number seven seed. What does water taste like? All right, discuss. When God sneezes, what do you tell him? Do you say, you bless you?
God can be blessed, right?
But what do you say? What does he say? What do you tell him? If God sneezes, you're chilling with God, you know, you're just hanging, you're quarantined with God, and he sneezes.
Do you think God sneezes?
Of course God sneezes.
I don't know. I don't know if God even sneezes. God doesn't get sick.
Yeah, but he might sneeze. It might be pollen in the air. Right?
I feel like he could fight through it.
I think you just say, you bless you. All right. If it's already built, why is it a building?
I have no clue there. That's a hell of a question.
And my favorite... If you never talk to strangers, like your mom and dad said, how do you make friends? Nothing? Nothing?
I got nothing. I got nothing there.
All right. Which armrest in a movie theater is yours?
I think if you're on the aisle, you get two. I think the left is yours, but I think the people that are fortunate enough to get the far aisle seats, wait, because then you get the left.
Yeah, because then what happens to the guy on the left? I mean, on the end of the aisle, the other end of the aisle. Right?
It's got to be the right then, right? It's got to be the right, and the far left armrest is just an extra one. So it's the right one is yours, but the people on the aisle get two.
Yeah, maybe. I'll go with that. I'll go with that. Why do they sterilize lethal injections? What are
fake
they
hustle.
Trying to, what
fake
are they
hustle.
Trying to keep you from catching?
Total fake hustle.
This is another one of my favorites. If we call it pulling our hamstring, what do pigs call it? Oh, my God. The text board is blowing up.
Pulling your leg? I don't know.
Pulling your human leg? I don't know. If money is the root of all evil, why do churches ask for money?
Because that's a lie, John. Money is not the root of all evil. That's
yeah,
a total lie.
I think you're right. What does water taste like?
It tastes like water.
That's not a good answer. What does it taste like? What does water taste like?
Nothing would be the answer, right?
I don't know. I think we could have a long conversation about this.
I think
I really do.
Good water tastes like nothing. Bad water tastes like mold.
Mm-hmm. God, the text board is just blowing up. Why do kamikazes wear helmets? Why do you drive on a parkway but park on a driveway? Oh my God, that's good.
COG John Lopez, Sweet 16 showdown. If
a Smurf is choking, what color do they turn?
Bluer?
Dark blue, purple? I don't know.
Is bluer a color?
I don't know. Dark blue? Navy blue? Oh, I love the loopholes so much.
Shout out to the loopholes. Thank you very much for being here with us. Landry Locker, the OG John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Sports Radio 610. Is Deshaun Watson disgruntled? And if he is, should he be saying so publicly? Plus, John Lopez, rapid fire, Sweet 16. Who is the best current athlete in Houston? Is it Alex Bregman? Is it Deshaun Watson? Or is it someone else? That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.